You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Father's Day gift arrived at the door yesterday. And it was something that we've laughed about on this show. It was a Lego set.
All right.
It was one of those gigantic Lego kits for a NASA Saturn V rocket. Which we've talked about on this show, how when I was a kid, yes, I had posters on my wall of rock stars, and, you know, Aerosmith posters and stuff like that. But I also had posters of a Saturn V rocket on my wall.
That's pretty cool.
And I just watched a documentary about the Saturn V just like 2 months ago or something. Mm-hmm. And my son and my daughter-in-law sent me a Lego set with 1,969 pieces. There is a relevance to that number, by the way. 1,969 pieces.
1969
is when the Saturn V launched human beings to the moon for the first time. Anyway, I am like a little kid. I am so excited to sit down and put this thing together.
That'll keep you busy.
Yes.
That's cool. And you can set it up on a shelf somewhere. And
oh, I will.
That's pretty neat. I didn't know they made that one.
That will go. I didn't either. I'd never seen it before. And it's funny because I talked to them on Father's Day on Sunday on the phone. You know, we're six time zones apart. So trying to figure out, you know, times to talk can sometimes be challenging. But and my son was funny. He goes, yeah, he goes, your gift is arriving tomorrow. He said, it's I'm not sure how you're going to react to this one. He says, this is a total crapshoot. I have no idea. So I was very curious, but when the box arrived yesterday, I opened it up. I was like,
yeah, you love it. You love your puzzles and stuff. So this is fine. It's just
like a 3D puzzle.
3D puzzle. Yeah. That's a pretty cool gift.
Pretty
like
darn
that.
Funny. Yeah.
They say, though, you probably want to play with it and put it together. You're not into this stuff like I am. What I would do is not open the box and keep it because it increases in value. Yeah. Lego sets really increase in value.
Yeah, I had some lady who commented on Facebook, because I put a picture on Facebook, if you want to look, check it out, and her comment was something like, she runs a pawn shop or something.
Oh, okay.
And she said, hang on to it, keep it sealed, don't open it. She goes, you'll be able to retire off of it. Oh, I was like, come on.
Worth thousands.
hell no, I'm gonna work
up,
on that
and
sucker.
Then pew, pew, fly it around the house.
Sound effects and everything.
Put your little astronaut Halloween costume on. And
although, maybe I should buy a second one and store that one in hopes of down the road paying for my car repair.
Yeah, what's going on?
So I was talking yesterday on the show about how I was grimacing because Gretchen happened to make some sort of comment about how we've never had one bit of problem with this car. This car has never given us one problem. We just do regular oil changes, rotate the tires, blah, blah, blah. This car has never had one problem. 100,000 miles, no problem. Ba-bam. Boom. 24 hours later, dashboard lights up. With all the warning lights. Took it in yesterday to a guy that I trust, and his response was, he goes, well, you got a hybrid, and this is one of those parts that on a normal car would not be that expensive, but on a hybrid...
Of course, it's more.
Total, $1,900 and something dollars.
Man.
Cash money.
Well, you know, for as many years as you've had it, you haven't had any issues, then boom. You're kind of making up for lost time here.
That's one way of looking at it.
It is. It's been a good car.
Another way of looking at it is Gretchen should have kept her mouth shut.
Was it a sensor or?
It's a particular module that goes in with the analog brake system in this particular hybrid, because on a regular car, it might only be $300 or $400. But with hybrids, they use those ABS modules and everything to help regenerate electricity for the battery.
Regenerative braking, yes.
This regenerative braking. And so for this particular model, it is an expensive part and labor and blah, blah, blah.
Fix it and go on with your life. It would say it's cheaper than buying a new car, you know?
That is true. Well, I'm going to be doing that here in the next 5 or 6 weeks, too. But, you know, what's interesting about this, too, is that, never mind. I won't get into that. let me just say this. This has been the most expensive year of my life.
Yeah.
And I'm not exaggerating. I wrote something in the Mindbender Club mailer that's going out today about how this just the universe is just piling on now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've already spent more money this year, not counting things like buying a house and stuff. But in terms of, you know, you experienced that last year, I think. You were redoing your deck and everything else, you were spending...
AC went out, furnace went out.
Yeah. So you were spending well into five figures for a bunch of stuff too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've been like, it was your year last year, it's my year this year.
And then some, from what I hear.
So I'm kind of laughing about how the universe is like, well, you know what? We have already punched you all over your face. Now we're going to do some kidney shots on you.
Yeah.
And just to take you out.
Yeah.
Here, take another $2,000 out of your pocket.
That sucks, man. It sucks.
So I texted both Gretch and Zoe because, you know, we all three use the car and stuff like that. I texted them the amount and they were both like, you know, no blanking way, blah, blah, blah. So I just went up to Zoe's room, tapped on the door, opened it, and I go, do you see now why I have taught you to save your money?
That's right.
She goes,
save for
yes.
those rainy days.
Closed the door back and went on my way.
Yep. It's so true, man. You got to teach that.